AccuWeather forecast says scattered chance at snow showers, then cloudy and windy, high around 38. A distribution company in Racine County has filed official notice with the state that it'll be closing its facility this spring, affecting just over four dozen workers. Publications International Limited is the parent of JRS Distribution Company in Grandview Business Park. It's on the western frontage road of the interstate south of Highway 20. It publishes books for cooking, children, and different trades. The State Department of Workforce Development indicates it will coordinate in offering help services to the workers losing their jobs in a couple of months. City of Racine is looking to install some sidewalks as part of the 2017 plans for public works improvements. Those walkways would not fall under, however, the newly implemented borrowing method for financing, which means a few affected property owners would face assessments. In discussion about a resolution for public hearings this year, Administrator Tom Friedel explained that these are among the few streets in the city without sidewalks, and that ties into some of the related infrastructure projects.
We have very few streets in the city that do not have sidewalks, and oftentimes they are also streets that are in need of upgrade. So when they come up on cycle for rebuild, then we would also petition and give the abutting property owners a chance to come in and express their ideas to us. And, of course, the Common Council will get the final say at the end of this whether or not we do it.
Public Works Commissioner Mark Yellen says it's part of a process to determine if projects can be coordinated rather than done piecemeal.
The engineering staff goes through, looks, and sees where we have sidewalks missing, where do we need sewer and water laterals, and they bring that back, and this will be added to those agendas when we come forward for public hearing.
Public hearings will be scheduled regarding sidewalks for next year for Barber Drive and the cul-de-sac to Gulf Avenue, Lombard Avenue from North Main to Chatham Street, and North Osborne Boulevard from Fairway Drive to Ravine Drive. A felony charge of criminal damage to property is filed in Racine County Circuit Court against 22-year-old Burlington resident Jacob Hines. That for allegedly pulling down the 103-year-old statue of Abraham Lincoln last weekend. Hines, identified by a witness in court documents, as one of two men in a pickup truck that was seen backed up to the statue. Police later tracking it to a nearby parking area, a tow strap hanging out the back. Mayor Bob Miller, in a Facebook posting thanking everybody who's helped to move the statue for eventual repair and restoration, the city now analyzing those costs. Do law enforcement officers have to live within a community in which they work? That is the question before Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. They have agreed to take a look at Milwaukee's residency rules. State lawmakers looking to close a loophole in the laws against child sex trafficking. Right now, the law says child victims of sex trafficking are not automatically eligible for services that are available to other victims of child abuse, and the traffickers are not covered under child abuse laws. And if Wisconsin is ever allowed to resume its wolf hunting season, it could start later this year under a bill at the Capitol, which would push back the start from mid-October to the first Saturday in November. One-time DNR Secretary George Meyer of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation says the move would actually improve the quality of the wolf pelts that hunters and trappers are able to take.
This is a valued animal if it's taken at the right time of the year, and that's why going back to November will help in regard to it.
Wisconsin's wolf hunt has been blocked since December of 2014. Racine State Representative Corey Mason's co-hosting a roundtable discussion this afternoon with Minnesota lawmakers. It's about that proposal to divert water from Lake Michigan to the city of Waukesha. Minnesota State Senator Ann Rest is serving as a co-host for that discussion. Waukesha's diversion request has to be approved by the governors of all eight states along the shoreline of the Great Lakes, and, of course, Minnesota is one of them. It is called the Unsung Hero Award, the very first honor given at the Racine Common Council meeting last night to Carrie Hemmick, in recognition of extraordinary volunteer efforts or non-for-profit efforts with the Racine Coalition Against Human Trafficking. Mayor John Dickert noting that Hemmick had worked for years without financial reward, helping to affect the lives of men and women and boys and girls.
She has helped in recovery and rehab of over 100 victims since 2015. Starting from a discussion in 2013 and regarding international trafficking, their partnership with our law enforcement and community resources has become a model across the state and soon across the nation. We are indebted to her leadership. I am proud to have her in our city.
Hemmick receiving a standing ovation from the mayor, the alderman, and all those in the council chambers.
Without the police department believing in somebody who is a non-sworn-in, non-law enforcement person to be into the operations, to be able to be there with the victims when they're brought in, is just an incredible opportunity that many people around the country don't get. So I do appreciate that. So thank you so much, Racine Police Department, for believing in me.
The new award, designed and created by Amanda Paffrath, owner of Racine's Hot Shop Glass on Wisconsin Avenue downtown. The Coalition Against Human Trafficking, by the way, with a big fundraiser Friday night, 6 to 10 o'clock at the Masonic Center on South Main Street. More information online at racinecoalition.org. And Democratic Wisconsin U.S. Senate candidate Russ Feingold says he's not worried about a recent Marquette Law School poll that shows about a quarter of the voters don't really know enough about him to have an opinion, as he rematches against Republican Senator Ron Johnson.
You'll notice there's a big difference, even though he's been in the Senate for the last 5 years, and I haven't. More people actually know who I am, but I'm not satisfied with that.
Just over 40% of the voters in the school's poll indicating the same about Johnson, who defeated Feingold in the 2010 election. The Racine County Executive's Task Force on the Future of the Ridgewood Care Center meeting again tonight at 6 o'clock in the auditorium of the Isgrove Office Complex. Second meeting agenda includes analysis of data and a review of an operational model out of Brown County. Last time, two of four potential recommendations were essentially eliminated, including doing nothing. Among the remaining options, potentially the sale of the facility to a private operator. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave looking for something to the county board in a few months, which could be incorporated into the budget process. The Village of Caledonia ending its 2015 budget year with an $830,000 surplus. Finance and Budget Manager Larry Borcher telling the Board of Trustees it was a combination of lower than anticipated expenditures and higher than expected revenues. And says in going through several of the comparisons, some of the numbers were quite significant.
Construction permits were over by $125,000 for the year. The neighborhood plan surcharge, that was over by $24,000. Ambulance revenue was over by $138,000. That's a fantastic year for the fire department.
Fixed costs like fuel and having a contingency, he said, also played into the mix.
Diesel fuel was under budget by $62,000. Gasoline was under budget by $74,000. We had built in a contingency for the year of $64,000. That was never spent. So we've got $64,000 that fell to the bottom line.
A tremendous year is how Borchardt summarized the report. He and the staff praised for their continuing efforts by Trustee Ed Willing and President Bob Bradley. And the State Department of Transportation says that January was the second safest month for drivers since the end of World War II. 28 people died on state roads last month, but that's behind the 20 fatalities recorded in January of 2010. Less than winter-like conditions last month cited by DOT officials. The director of facilities for the Kenosha Unified School District is keeping his fingers crossed that the Groundhogs are right in predicting an early spring, because that would factor into the new stadium at Bradford High School being ready by September. Patrick Finnemore telling the Kenosha News it's a very weather-dependent schedule at this point. Camosi Construction to do the work. Finnemore believes at least some games will be played in the new stadium. Bradford to begin their season, though, on the road in late August. The stadium, part of a multi-million-dollar athletic facilities referendum that the voters approved last year. Racine County Board's Government Services Committee approving a request to apply for and to accept a grant that would help law enforcement agencies in five counties fight the war on heroin and the illegal sale of prescription drugs considered the gateway to heroin addiction. Sheriff Christopher Schmaling says this grant from the U.S. Department of Justice will allow the drug enforcement units in the five southeast counties, including Racine and Kenosha and Walworth, to all work together on enforcement efforts.
But it's important in this type of line of work that drug dealers do not know jurisdictional boundaries. The drug dealers that are in Kenosha County, as an example, are distributing into Racine County and into Walworth, Jefferson, Dodge, and other counties as well. So it's important that at least we've recognized these five counties are five counties that we want to pull together, work together on this particular grant.
The consortium is called the Southeast Wisconsin Drug Operations Group. Each county would receive $15,000 a year for the next 2 years through the grant program. The full Racine County Board expected to vote on the recommendation soon. Job growth slowing in this country, but companies are still adding jobs. The ADP private payroll poll out today showing employers added some 205,000 jobs in January, most of the growth coming in the professional and services sector. The Racine Common Council, without discussion last night, approving a conditional use permit for the Benjamin Beer Company to operate a microbrewery at 507 6th Street in downtown, targeting the Memorial Day weekend for the business to launch. The permit follows the aldermanic approval of an ordinance change to allow the businesses with a 1,000-barrel limit each year in a business district. Owner James Kennedy told the Plan Commission last week their future goal to start a larger-scale production facility. The council met in committee of the whole before all that and debated how many times each member should be allowed to speak on a particular issue, the current rule being twice, but for the chance to ask questions without limit. And then they made no change after more than 30 minutes of discussion. Alderman Henry Perez proposing a maximum of 20. Alderman Mike Schill said clarification is important on issues, and whoever's leading the meeting sometimes also needs to remember that.
Now, if you just want to be on TV and talk and grin and talk, you know, sometimes people do that, but not to the extent that we got to limit how many times the mayor can call on you, because at some time he's disobey Robert rules, because he'll cut you off and go to the next person. Then when he don't want to hear from you, he would say you had your two terms.
Alderman Jim Kaplan suggesting maybe 10 speaking opportunities rather than 20 should work.
I definitely have been left out on the two several times, and I don't think it's anybody's fault but the rule we have, and we're here to change the rules. And so I'll go along with 20, but I would prefer 10.
The final vote, 7-6, against making any changes. Two bills in Madison addressing rural broadband internet access up for a hearing before an assembly committee tomorrow. It would add another $8.5 million to the state's broadband expansion grant program. Wisconsin State Journal has critics saying the grant criteria might be a little too strict to help people in remote parts of the state get access to broadband internet. And new research indicating that basic internet service has become nearly universal, but a lot of low-income families are just getting by with one computer or only with smartphones. Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Cargill, WRJN News.